Mike Neal had a surgical procedure yesterday, and he will miss a significant number of weeks. So it's something that going through the process of rehab, gathering information. So it got to a point where they finally felt that they needed to have the procedure. And Dr. McKenzie feels very good about what he saw, and it'll take Mike some time to rehab.
Obviously, if you're not mentioning it, you haven't made a decision on IR.
No, I don't think it's that type of situation.
It's not.
Face the team with two potential All-Pro tight ends this week. I mean, what kind of unique challenges does that bring?
Well, I think their offensive personnel is very balanced. If you look at their run game, the two very good runners, really the veteran experience they have now at the tight end position, and alongside with that with Steve Smith, and we were impressed with their line play last week. So it's a very balanced offense. The ability to run the ball, the play action pass, the QB movements, the fakes will really challenge us in normal down and distance. And it's important for us always to win third down. So we feel that from a personnel standpoint, they're very, very balanced. Chuck and Olsen obviously are a big part of that.
Steve Smith tough to handle?
I'm sorry?
Steve Smith, what makes him tough to handle?
Well, Steve Smith, I think Percy Harvin, there's specific body types that very talented receivers, but they have the ability of a running back when get the ball. Steve's just very, very powerful. I mean, his ability to go up and make the catch with someone of his stature is always been impressive to me. He's just such a playmaker. Whether it's a deceptive play with him running the football in the reverse and his ability to catch and run after the catch, return in the old days. But his downfield production has been something that he's been very good at his whole career, and it was very evident again last week in Arizona. So he's a tremendous, tremendous football player.
Talk about how Jarius filled in for Neal last week.
Jarius did a good job. I said it after the game. I thought he had a very good camp. He made plays with his reps throughout the preseason. Definitely improved over last year. You look for your younger players to take a step. He definitely has done that. So he's doing a good job, and it's important for him to have a good week of preparation because he'll have a big challenge this week.
Mike, do you have enough bodies right now in that position?
Yes.
Mike, what'd you make of, the 7,800 passing yards last week, most ever in a single week? I mean, is it just one of those weeks, or – lack of work and maybe camps and stuff? Or
it's 1 week. It's 1 week of football. That's why you play the games. The weather's good. So I haven't put a lot of stock into it. I know the numbers for the passing game, the numbers in the return game on special teams are definitely at a league high and very, very, very productive. So when you see big plays, you could probably factor some of that to time, spent together, whether it's with your coverage units, it's whether the defense. But I just think it's why you play the games. That could flip this week. I mean, that's the National Football League. It's always been like that. Records are meant to be broken, so.
Mike, you have hope for Tremont this week?
I think Tremont has a chance. If we were on a 7-day work week, I probably would think otherwise. But being on a 10-day work week, from the Saints game to the Carolina game, I think he definitely has a chance. And, Tremont's a veteran player for us, and he does a great job with the preparation. So we'll give him every chance to make the game. We're practicing so fast. Come on in. I mean, we were 14 minutes ahead of schedule. I mean, you're not going to get fined. We're not going to. I heard that used to happen in here. So.
No, just cell phone.
Cell phone, something like that, yeah.
Will you avoid practicing him in pads just for the.
Tremont?
Yeah.
It'll be his and the doctor's call tomorrow. So he made a lot of progress in the first 5 days, which was encouraging coming off of the game. And we'll see what happens in the last 5 days. But we'll give Tremont every chance to play in the game. I'd be comfortable with him playing if he doesn't practice some pads tomorrow. Probably to answer your question.
Mike, does it make it tough to prepare for the camp considering there's not a lot of tape out there
Definitely. I mean, you go off of what you see in preseason, and you go off what he did in Arizona. I mean, there's a lot of positive tape throughout, those five games to go off of. So we're prepared the best we can. But it's also the scheme and the utilization of the personnel. I think they're very balanced, as I said earlier, throughout their offense. You know, we feel good about their line is going to be competition. They got veteran tight ends with Olsen and Shockey and two excellent running backs and a big time receiver, Steve Smith. So we feel it's a very balanced offense.
Wait, did you guys do a lot of prep work in camp on Carolina?
Well, we do prep on our first four games of the season in the off season. So we did as much as we could. We did more obviously background studies on their coordinators, Chizinski and McDermott. So that's something that we've always done here. And then we just broke their games down in training camp like we normally do.
You have to recalibrate the way you guys approach Cam Newton because he didn't play like that.
Well, that's why you don't game plan until after Sunday. I mean, we didn't have the game plan done Saturday. To answer, so the Arizona game was the most important game as far as the way we approach this football team, because it's obviously the regular season game. So, what they did schematically and the way we evaluate their personnel versus Arizona is really what we based most of our decisions on.
We had Coach Rivera in the conference call, and he was kind of lamenting a few missed plays that power the team win the losing. I guess looking back to your early in your tenure, how do you get the team from being a good team to a team that makes plays to win a game? I guess
there's definitely a learning curve for any football team that you have to learn how to win. And I'm not sure what Coach was talking about in his conference call, but everybody goes through it, and so it's the. The quality of play that we chase as a football team every single day. Quality of play in our practice today. Quality of play because in your week of performance, it carries over to Sundays. So you have to learn how to win. We went through it probably two different times. We went through it in 06 and again in 08. So it's a process you have to go through.
Probably an obvious follow-up, but once you learn how to do that just something that builds on itself.
Nothing stays the same in this league. You have to work to improve every single day, every single week. Once you learn how to win, that's just not something that happens automatically. The old, phrase, "Let's throw your helmets in the middle of the field and we'll win this game." That's a bunch of bull, and that's an ignorant mindset to even get into with you playing in the National Football League. This is a big game for us. We have to go down there. It's opening day for the Carolina Panthers. The place is going to be electric. They got to be excited about their team's performance. Going out there on the road, I had an opportunity to win that game. So going into somebody else's house is always tough. And this is going to be a tough challenge for us.
With all the long returns around the game elsewhere, do you think the lockout and the kind of weird offseason?
Tom, you know me well enough. I'm not going to make excuses about the past. Everybody had the same amount of time to practice. Everybody had the same amount of time to prepare, whether it was the coaches with the players, without the players, and it's time to play the games. So. The statistics are 1 week old. A couple things happen in a big way, as far as the passing and the returns. But you could take a look at it after 16 games and see, and probably have a better opinion. I'm really focused on our team improving. Yes, differently than any other year that coming out of training camp. There's no doubt about it. I think really playing in 7 days from our last preseason game, I think it helped our football team. I like that because we kept going. We had a chance to catch our breath. So, but as far as what's going on and with the lockout and everything, I really don't have an opinion.
Mike, did you add any emphasis on tackling today? You had mentioned that.
We work on it every day, every Wednesday and Thursday. We work on tackling. So we did our tackling drills today as a defense, and we'll do team tackling again tomorrow. So it's a base fundamental of football and. We feel that the key fundamentals to winning and losing need to show up in your practice structure.
And to follow up, Cam Newton is a large
yes.
man. Does anything show up on tape in terms of he's a tough guy to bring down? How do you handle that? Even though
he's a tough guy to bring down. He's a big athletic individual, a lot like Roethlisberger. We made reference to, our game in February against Ben. The ability for him to to come out of tackles and come out of the pocket and make plays. But I think Cam Newton's also an exceptional runner with the football. You know, he's made people miss on film in the preseason. So when he comes out of the pocket, he does come out of the pocket to throw. So we're emphasizing that this week as far as the extension of plays. We're getting a lot of work on that. And Matt and Graham did a good job with that today in practice for the defense. But also when he does turn up the field, he does try to make defenders miss and has been successful. Yes, I answered Mike Neal's question earlier. Mike had a surgical procedure done yesterday, and he will miss a significant number of weeks. Well, I think it's like anything. When it goes this long, you know, there's the information that you know, both Mike and the doctors and the medical doctor and the medical staff were going through is to keep rehabbing. There wasn't enough information, and didn't make the progress that we would have liked. And so finally, we had to do the surgical procedure.
Mark, have you ruled out is the IR a possibility still, or is
that? I don't think this is an IR situation. No.
Mike, when it comes to the number of snaps you play, say a defensive lineman like Raji played a lot on Thursday night, what's the philosophical thought there? Because he's obviously a very good player. You want him on the field as much as you can. And then logistically, does Turgo kind of make the call on how long a guy stays in before you?
Well, you have play time discussions, rep counts that are in place for all your players, especially guys in medical situation, or if there's certain guys you don't worry about. So it's not just done specifically to one player, and it's done on a weekly basis. Your game plan going into the game will obviously sometimes factor in how much a defensive lineman will play as opposed to a defensive back. So, you know, in BJ's case, you know, he's young. I think we're doing a good job as far as how we rotate guys in and so forth. But that's all done based on down and distance, you know, personnel, length of drives, you know, all that's factored in.
Thank you.